This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
No idea these songs have curse words in them. We were told to be sure we knew how to use the dump button when Bob Fesco was away for the week. So hopefully we hit the under with that. He gave us like 4.5.
Yeah, was it one a day or less of one a day? That's basically
yeah.
It.
Prop agenda gets created, and we'll do that maybe tomorrow. Who knows? Stay tuned. But happy St. Patrick's Day to you all. If you're watching on the YouTube channel, subscribe. Then when you go to it every time, it just goes right to the top of the page. You have to scroll and look for it. So Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, we're live on there. Two faces. That's Dusty Likens and Mac Morey here with you today on a St. Patrick's Day. We also had asked, what was the moment? And the moment we're talking about is when you knew Mahomes was a Saint. Because I remember one year at this station, I still have the shirt. Had said, it's Happy St. Patrick's Day. And it was a rainbow green shirt. It had a goat that had the number 15 cut into it.
Hell yeah.
So I'll send you a picture of that later on today. But yeah, so what was the moment? 913-586-7965. I am not shocked and not surprised, but what I thought was going to lead the day, which is the play to Chris Conley in the corner of the end zone, the home opener of 2018, when he scrambles all the way around, goes like kind of like a helicopter, moves around, and then it was just bang, corner of the end zone. And I mean, everyone, and when I say everyone, lost their mind. Fortunate enough to be able to sit in the press box during that game with everybody else that's in the media. You're supposed to sit on your hands, make no movement. It's like if the T-Rex was in the room. You can't move or it'll see you. You can't make any sort of emotions, anything like that. And he made that play, and all of a sudden, everyone just went, oh,
whoa.
And I mean, San Francisco media, you know, national media, Kansas City media. And I just remember looking back at Terrez Paylor, who sat above me, and I just shook my head. And I just like, and he just goes, oh no, Dust. And that was it. And it was just from then on, it's just like, all right, here we go. Enjoy the show. So a lot of people saying they knew Patrick Mahomes was a Saint the minute that touchdown happened in San Francisco versus the Kansas City game, which believe Garoppolo would tear his ACL that game on the sidelines as well.
Yeah, you're right. That was I do remember that. That was that game. I'm glad that game was at home. Glad that moment happened at Arrowhead, because I feel like that answer wouldn't be as much if it didn't happen here. Yeah. People can appreciate that moment more. I mean, I remember where I was next to my college roommate at the time. Not a Chiefs fan at all, but a Mahomes truther, me and him both from day one. I remember going, what's he doing? And he goes, as he's rolling back around to his left, that's what he's doing he throws it.
What do you think the percentage is when the Chiefs drafted and it said, Chiefs draft quarterback Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech? How many people, percentage-wise, in the local area do you think had no idea who Patrick Mahomes was? You think it's more than 30?
Oh, yeah.
You think it's 50?
I was going to say more than 50.
Because I think a lot of people wanted Deshaun Watson that year.
Oh, for sure.
And it was...
makes sense.
Patrick Mahomes. I wonder how many people actually... obviously, you knew.
Yeah.
You lost your mind.
I was freaking out. I was really, really excited. Remember calling my brother?
Yeah. But what do you think that percentage is? Because I think it would be interesting. And it's not a shot at
fandom. No, it's not a shot at all.
Not a lot of people watch...
No one knew Tom Brady.
Sixth round pick. But like,
but you know what I mean.
10th overall, Patrick Mahomes out of Texas Tech. I wonder how many people are like, who's that?
Yeah, who's that? Yeah.
Because my first who's that was when it was, you know, defensive end or linebacker, Auburn, D. Ford. I went, I'm sorry,
who's this guy?
That guy? Seems a bit off sides.
You're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, you're not that guy. Somebody says, when Mahomes hit the sausage on the wheel route against the Chargers for a touchdown in the season opener of 2018.
That one was awesome. Dime.
Oh, yeah. Over the shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Boom. More impressive throw with soft or more hands. Impressive catch?
Yeah, got to be the catch, dude.
Okay. What was your St. Patrick moment?
For me, my moment, I think it was that first season that he started the 50 and 5,000. I believe it was a 4th and 9 against the Baltimore Ravens. They were down. And then Tyreek in the middle of the field, he rolls right. He's got two Ravens at least coming up. And somehow he fits it into a gimpy, limping Tyreek Hill on the sideline. That game was over. That game was wrapped up. Perfect defensive play from the Ravens. Couldn't have drawn it up any better from Harbaugh on them. And that's kind of what makes you go, okay, this guy is it. When the cards are stacked against you, it's a few names that can do it, right? Right. Tom Brady, 28-3. There's those moments, right? With Brady in his career, Manning's had a few, Joe Montana, Mahomes. That was the first one for me.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, man, I'm trying to think because there's a lot of people that still are just, it's the San Francisco game. Somebody wrote a thesis statement on it. The moment when Mahomes approached sainthood, I remember it like yesterday. Chiefs, Niners, early season game, his first year as a starter, full rush from the 49ers. He moves right, turns, and goes running left, turns again and runs right, and slings a pig rocket, I think they meant piss rocket, on a leather whip to Chris Conley in the corner of the end zone. I mean, if you go back and watch that play, watch the fans in that end zone, watch their reaction. You'd have thought it was like a KU game just getting ready to start with the fans that do all the shaking of the paper.
Yeah.
Dare you compare fans? I'm just saying, like, the environment, the way the setting was, I mean, just absolutely bonkers. From the text line, the 913, the left-handed throw against Denver. Yeah, I mean, leaving Denver game week 17, then coming back in the game and leading the game-winning drive was the moment I knew he was 100% a Saint. I would say that's foreshadowing.
Yeah, right.
And then the touchdown Anthony Sherman in L.A., first game of the season, that pass on the sideline. The Pittsburgh game where he threw for a million touchdowns and I think was ahead of or pace with Peyton Manning when he threw the 54. Or Manning threw 55, I believe.
Yeah, 55.
And Mahomes would end up throwing 50.
Yep, tied with Brady. Only three guys to
ever
do it.
Does that record get broken, 55 touchdowns in a season?
Yeah, it will. Because that's what happens. We're going to keep adding games.
Yeah,
exactly.
Games, yeah. I guess in a
16-game season. Probably. It'll take someone like Mahomes who doesn't have film yet and is paired with two Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach. So it's going to happen, but it'll take a lot of things. What's your moment?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many to choose from. So many.
Which is crazy, by the way. Just turned 30 years old. We've got a long...
Not even 30 yet.
You're right.
Don't put age on that guy.
You're right. My fault.
Wasp, for many reasons. One, it had to be a play that was ran and perfected. Now, again, I think Tyreek Hill gets a lot of credit for that. I think Fisher gets a lot of credit for that, giving him a little bit of time. Again, happened to be against San Francisco, too. But the way that play was, you know, they brought it in. Mahomes wanted to run it. They got the okay from Dad. And Andy's like, all right, run Wasp, right? And the way it's executed in the moment that it's executed back against the wall in the biggest game of the season, of the year, everyone's watching, that also catapults you to your first Super Bowl title. Yeah, the Texans game was great. The left-handed throw was awesome. That Pittsburgh game was great as well. The throw on 4th and 9, the run against Tennessee, all of that is great. But this is one where it was like, this was the Super Bowl. This wasn't a regular season game. This wasn't a divisional game. Hell, this wasn't a AFC championship game. This was you're down, your back's against the wall. Believe it was 4th down. Maybe not.
I think it was 3rd and 15.
Okay, 3rd and 15, yeah. Long.
Yeah, 3rd and long. Right? And if they don't, if
coming off of a penalty.
Yep.
And then bang. And then after that, it's just like, all right, just getting my arm loosened up. And then it was over.
It's an amazing
and
night.
And then after that, anybody that would ever doubt him, I would say, do you not remember Wasp? Do you not remember the Super Bowl? Do you not remember the Tennessee game? Do you not remember Houston? Like, all those games were the prelims to that play. But it was that moment where I had seen enough before that, obviously, that had made my eyes pop out of my head. But to do that in a Super Bowl against that defense in that moment, to draw it up, deliver it, and throw it to that spot, he doesn't make that throw, the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl.
That's it.
Maybe that dynasty never happens.
100%.
And at that point, all hail St. Patrick, in my opinion.
Goosebumps. That day was great. Great night.
Oh, huge. After they did their little celebration in the end zone, up 11.
Yeah.
Hold my beer. Agree on the 49ers. This was the moment we all knew. A lot of people did know. His very first game, he had to come in and back and make sure Tyler Bray didn't give it away. That's that Tennessee Mac guy. Speaking of Tennessee, we'll dive into the other side. College basketball, Selection Sunday, the second greatest Sunday in sports, IMO. We dive into that as well here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Definitely a new day here on 96.5 The Fan. A new day in Cincinnati, a new day in Kansas City, a new day in Houston. And a new day for all of you out there that are filling out your brackets. Once again, tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Playing games will be Tuesday, Wednesday. Then the action starts on Thursday. Of course, Thursday, we get Mizzou at 6:35 on True TV, and then we get Kansas at 6:10 on CBS. Kansas will play I Have No Idea, and Missouri will play Drake.
Yeah, Kansas.
Oh, they play Arkansas.
Yeah,
duh, Calipari.
Yeah.
They got to go through the the mob bosses to get to Mizzou in the Sweet 16. That was what I took away from Selection Sunday, which I do believe is the second greatest Sunday in sports. I think number one is Super Bowl Sunday. I don't think you can beat that.
Can't argue that.
I think number two is Selection Sunday because of what it means for everyone, right? I'm going through everyone, and then I'm going to get really biased on the last two. But I think that Selection Sunday, RIP to Greg Gumbel, wasn't the same. Great tribute from CBS. So
fantastic.
Well done to them. But Super Bowl Sunday, Selection Sunday, Masters Sunday, and then Championship Sunday in the NFL. Maybe I'm off my hinges. That's why I'm going to let you go.
I mean, the other Sundays in contention, I don't even know what they'd be. I think those are the top four.
I just don't know what they rank that way. Because Masters Sunday, I mean, you could ask Vern, Royals games are always going on. I remember producing Royals games, and I'm like, man, the Masters leaderboard's nuts. He'd be like, shut up. He goes, I've got it recorded. I go back home and I watch it. I don't look at any social media. Just because of what the Masters can mean, obviously Rory McIlroy wins today. Big Roars on St. Patrick's Day beats J.J. Supon. No one knows.
Heard of him.
No, doesn't matter. Rory wins the Players. The $4.5 million purse, a very heavy payout. Rory will be the favorite going into the Masters, I believe. Talking to our guy Drew Nixon over there, who also loves every sport, golf included.
I wonder if the odds are out.
We could get into prop agenda here in a little bit. But again,
I think, sorry, just real quick, thinking about your Sunday rankings. I think the only reason I'd put Championship Sunday above Masters Sunday is because Masters Sunday can suck sometimes.
Yeah, if like the guy's leading, like Tiger Woods at 97.
Yep.
When he's at like 14 under, the next guy was at 6.
You're like, cool.
Yeah, now
this
that's
over.
But that's such an anomaly
You're
when
right.
that does happen.
That's few and far between.
Somebody has Kentucky Derby Sunday in there. To me, it's just like you wait all day for 2 minutes. It's like anniversary night.
Yeah.
You go all day, you go out and have drinks, you have dinner, you have a good time, and then it's over in 2 minutes.
It's fun 2 minutes, though.
But it is the anticipation that leads to it, the star power that shows up, everybody drinking the mint julep.
Yeah, it's the foreplay.
And again, I'm not going to get mad about anybody, but somebody on the text like, Master Sunday is better than Selection Sunday.
Woo!
That's fine. Whatever you want to do.
Teach
your own. My top four Sundays, number one, Super Bowl Sunday, I think we can all agree that's the unanimous winner in the clubhouse. That is the number one seed in the Sunday brackets. Number two to me is Selection Sunday, just because everything that comes out, you get to see who's cheated, who's not, when your team plays, where your team plays, who they play, the possibility is what that could happen. Like, obviously, if Missouri and Kansas get the Sweet 16, hello, McFly would be awesome. And then I go Masters Sunday third, and I go Championship Sunday in the NFL as the fourth best Sunday.
The odds for the Masters are out. Now, obviously, those could change. Rory just won, so there could be a change.
Scotty's still the favorite?
Scotty's still the favorite right now. It is close, plus 490, Rory at plus 600. So very close, just 100 points difference there or thereabouts. And then a big jump to...
Morikawa?
No, Morikawa's a few more spots down. Ludvig Åberg.
Is how you say it, actually.
Okay.
Ludvig Åberg.
Åberg with an A?
Yeah.
Okay. He's plus 1,300, and then Schauffele's 15, and then you got Rahm and Morikawa.
Okay. Yeah, the Liv guys obviously could play if they've won or qualified. So you will see Brooksy out there as well.
Yeah, Brooks Koepka plus 3,100.
See, there's where you throw a flyer.
Yep.
Because it's the major seasons, man. He puts more effort and more adrenaline and more talent comes out for Brooks Koepka when it comes to the majors.
11th in the odds there for
Ooh.
Koepka. DeChambeau would be 8th, 9th. He's plus 2,200. So here you go. I mean, that's less than a month?
Somebody says the Kentucky Derby is on a Saturday, though. Yeah, it's not on a Sunday.
Yeah, good point.
So yeah, there you go. What are your four rankings?
Yeah,
Super Bowl's number one.
Super Bowl's number one.
Championship weekend's number two.
No, I think. Yeah, no, it is.
Masters is three. Selection is four.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. Start bench cut. Masters Sunday, Selection Sunday, Championship Sunday.
Yeah, I'm gonna start Championship Sunday. I'll bench Masters. It is close, especially because I'm a football guy. It's really close. I love the Masters, and then yeah, I'll cut Selection Sunday. Love it, but. With the internet, it's a little different than it used to be growing up. Maybe that's just me, the nostalgia. Selection Sunday as a kid hit different.
Fair point. But there is the possibility, and Raj in the Ozarks gives us the absolute banger of the text, which is what we're all thinking. Thursday night, local teams. One starts at 6, the other one starts at 6:30. You're in bed by 9. You've watched both teams play to see if they advance.
Yes, and you got the midday games. You got to watch the whole day slate, do what you want to do, lock on to where you want to lock on, then bang. Two games back-to-back in bed by 9.
Right.
Brioche.
And then the four number one seeds were also announced. Duke, the number one, Auburn, the number one overall. Duke, number two. Houston, 3. And then Florida's the four number one seed.
Which is, and you could have made an argument for.
Two SEC teams are one seeds.
Crazy.
What's more impressive? Two SEC teams are one seeds or 14 SEC teams made it. Or North Carolina sneaks in.
Or that four SEC teams are one and twos.
That's nuts.
Four of the top eight are SEC. It's
right.
Unbelievable, man.
Tennessee's a two seed.
Yep.
They played their way into that seed, I think.
I think they would have been the lower two seed. I mean, they were trying to play their way into a one.
Yeah.
If they
beat Florida, would they have been a one?
I think they would have been. They would have had to. You beat Auburn and Florida in back-to-back days. You gotta be a one seed. Now, who would they have picked between, right? Because not all three of those would have made. That would have been the conversation there, but obviously Tennessee made there. Florida, rather, made that easy with their win against Tennessee. They're the hottest team right now, I'd say. In the bracket.
Somebody says college football Selection Sunday is better.
Drew would be with you on that.
Fair point.
No, there's some that I could say. For me, it's, yeah, no. No, not like Selection Sunday.
Somebody says, for me, Selection Sundays just aren't what they used to be because you can go hop on the internet and find out real fast.
Yeah, fair that's kind of what I'm saying, right? It doesn't hit the same.
I guess. Do you really know every seed, every place, every time they're playing, though, before they release them? Because I know there's that one year it leaked.
Yeah, that's.
And then since then it hasn't happened.
No, they've been great about that.
Now, you obviously get Lenardi's projected top ones, top twos, top threes, top fours, and they're pretty accurate. But from a local standpoint this year, you're wanting to know if Missouri and Kansas could possibly, you know, be in the same bracket, maybe play day two. Because I didn't know this until JT Noah told me. You can't play a team in the tournament in the first round if you've already played them that year. Like,
yes.
That can't happen.
Which is why the SEC was a huge conundrum for the right. bracket. 14 people. We got to make sure none of these match up.
Yeah, because I was screaming from the mountaintops, like, please let it be an 8-9 game between Kansas and Mizzou. Which I guess...
Please, that would have been awesome.
Was impossible. And Harold Koontz of Fox 4 was like, yes. And I was like, make it happen. Have the plums.
Just do it.
Yes, but it can't happen. I was like, damn it. The stuff you find out in the weird sports world at no matter what age you are, like... How many people knew today that the Players' Championship was decided in a playoff through aggregate scoring through three holes?
No clue.
Right? Some people just didn't know that. Now, diehards know that. Just like diehards that follow college basketball knew that Kansas and Missouri couldn't play in the first round. I didn't know that. I honestly, hand to God, I did not know that that was a possibility. I didn't know that that was a part of the resume that couldn't happen.
Which I like.
Yeah.
I do like that.
So that way you don't get like the fourth matchup if it happens again or something like that.
Well, part of the, and it's like, I want these teams to not know each other well, especially in that first game. It's the newness of each matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm never going to watch Texas A&M play Yale. That's never going to happen except on Thursday at 7:25 on TBS.
But if you live in Kansas and you can gamble, like, I had a money on, yeah. I had money on Memphis and UAB. Couldn't tell you anything about Memphis UAB. Now, Memphis has a dog in the middle. His name's like Danger. Donnie Danger or something like that's his name. Big dude, number 42. I forget. Maybe that's not his name, but it's something like Danger. It's like Donnie Danger. Big dude. Massive of a man. Went coast to coast in that game against UAB. Just those are the type of guys that you find out in the tournament that you start to follow. Like, oh, well, they've got this guy on their team. Florida has six guys that can run the court. Bigs, just strong. I really think Florida's the team to beat in the NCAA tournament. I didn't know that until I watched the SEC tournament when it got nitty gritty, right? Like, I didn't know that until they started getting into the big games, right? Mizzou plays Florida. Mitchell doesn't play. Florida has their most competitive game, I think, of the tournament. And then, boom. And the last two times that Tennessee and Florida played, Florida beat them by 30 at home and then lost by 20 in Knoxville. And then they played in the tournament. Florida ran away with it late. But again, 14 teams of the SEC, two number one seeds, and four 1 and 2 seeds. Dominant conference.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, when there's multiple, I'm seeing on Twitter what you're saying about Florida. There are multiple teams of good fan bases, Tennessee included. But you could, you know, add in your 3, 4, 5 seeds, or hoping that when bracketology is happening yesterday, that they hope they don't show up in the region that Florida is in. That's how hot Florida is right now. No one wants to see them.
No, that's the way this tournament always happens.
Would you rather see Duke or you rather see Florida? That answer would have been different 2 weeks ago. Cooper Flag injury.
I don't know if that answer is still different. Because
really?
Duke still went through the ACC, not as strong as SEC, without Cooper Flag.
It's true.
And he's the guy that has to play in this tournament, and he's going to. He's going to be ready.
No, he's going to be great.
He's going to have the treatment. I don't know when Duke plays.
I've got that in front of me here somewhere. Duke plays Friday, 2:50 CBS. They will play either American or Mount St. Mary's.
Okay. So they'll play Friday, so he gets even more time to rest it. But Cooper Flag is that player in the tournament this year. He's the guy that we all know about. He's the guy that we're all going to watch. He's the guy that you can live in Tallahassee. You can live in Wyoming. You can live in Pebble Beach. You know who Cooper Flag is.
Everyone knows.
And he's the guy. And, of course, he plays for Duke. And he's going to be the number one overall consensus number one pick.
Like, and this is the thing about the March Madness and a guy like Cooper Flag. Like, you're naming all those people. And, like, add on in a week, like, Hannah will know who Cooper Flag is. Like, my fiance doesn't know a lick about basketball, a lick about sports. She's going to know Cooper Flag's name. She's going to recognize that face. That's what the tournament does for these A-list players, Cooper Flag being the tier one and echelon above anyone else this season. The NBA, just like college basketball needs Cooper Flag in March Madness for this month, the NBA, I would argue, needs Cooper Flag this month in these next 3 weeks, even more so than the NCAA and college basketball does. They need a new face. This is the number one pick. This is a guy who's relatable, who's from here, who went to Duke, an American-born guy. They really need him to show up.
Yeah, could be the first American-born white guy taken number one overall in the NBA since Bill Walton in 1974 out of UCLA.
Unbelievable.
Wild. Almost, what, 50 years?
Yeah.
50 years. 51
50,
years.
51 years. I mean, because you got these great players that we've talked about. That's not a lack of talent in the NBA, but how can we make these guys relatable? How can we make these guys what we want to be, what kids strive to want to be? And part of that is the American-born thing. And there hasn't been an American-born superstar. They tried. They thought Zion was going to be that guy.
Nope.
You know, Tatum, for whatever reason, doesn't relate to the kids. He doesn't hit. He's not the face. Whatever. Fine. They need Cooper Flag to be that guy.
And I think he could be.
I think he could be, too.
I saw some more characteristics come out of him later on in the season. I mean, there's knowing, and then there's believing.
Mm-hmm.
And yourself. There's knowing that you've got what it takes, and then there's believing you have what it takes. And I think that has come together for Cooper Flag. Obviously, a quick exit out of the ACC tournament due to injury, but he'll be back, as he has stated, that he's ready to go for the NCAA tournament. Which number one seed do you use the most vulnerable?
Most vulnerable?
Yeah. Is it Duke because of the question of injury, or is it Auburn because they have all the eyes on them and they're the number one overall seed?
I actually think it would be Duke, not because of the injury. I think I would have said this either way.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's, oh, sure, you would have said this either way. I think I would have, because they've got three freshmen starting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know two of them are going to be top 10 picks, one of which we just went on in Cooper Flag. And then, of course, Con Knipple. And then they've got that center who's really good as well. But three freshmen in a tournament game, you're going to see guys who have 5, 6 seniors, who have multiple juniors, upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. And I think that really matters in a tournament game. Because out of nowhere, there's going to be a 1-2-2 push and 2-3 zone, and you're just going to go, wait, what? And there's going to be weird 2-minute stretches in these games where if you have a junior or senior, like, oh, we know what to do here. Let's go to this offense. Let's run this good. Cooper Flagg, Con Kniffel will be like, I haven't seen this. I don't know what we do here.
I think that's the best part about the tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Because in 2008, when all four number one seeds made it, that ended up being the number one story. But deep down in that whole season, that's where Steph Curry was discovered out of Davidson.
It's true.
Right? Like, nobody really probably knew who Steph Curry was. And then all of a sudden, Davidson goes on this run, and it's all led by Stephen Curry, who I think they were still calling him Stephen at the time. Out of Davidson, you know, he was this, you know, kid that could shoot, put up all these numbers, and then play Kansas. And then they didn't let Steph Curry shoot the last shot, which is what I remember about that game, because I was still serving tables at Red Robin when that game was going on. Elite eight game, please don't do that. Just PTSD. you know, late rush, and all of a sudden it's like final second. Everybody in the restaurant just stopped and looked at the TVs back in the day when they were the big square TVs in the corner of the restaurant, and we're watching it. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, is 30 going to shoot? And then pass off, miss. Final four happens. KU routes North Carolina, goes and plays Memphis. Obviously, Mario's miracle against Derrick Rose in the Memphis, which, by the way, was against John Calipari, who also beat Bill Self in a championship game with Anthony Davis at Kentucky, who now will play Bill Self in the opening round for Arkansas.
Again, Jayhawks.
Yeah. So you get Calipari in Arkansas versus KU and Self, which there's that little, there's always that, right? Just how people say there's always that 12-5 upset. There's the 10-7 upset. I don't think a one seed loses in the opening round this year like it has happened in the past with Virginia, and I believe somebody else as well recently has lost the number one overall seed in the first round.
That Virginia lost. That one was crazy.
Oh, man,
I had them winning it all that year.
Virginia?
Yeah, Michigan State.
And Tony Bennett?
Yep. Michigan State had a year where they lost to MTSU. They lost as a two seed, though. That was a few years back. Another good storyline, UConn. Not the UConn of these last 2 years, right? I think four players to the NBA draft last season from that team. They are in the tournament. They're an eight seed. Everyone's going to be talking about them because of the back-to-back title defense.
Who's the nine seed they play?
Oklahoma.
Okay.
So it'll be a fun game.
So another SEC game.
SEC game.
And then the winner of that plays the one seed in that bracket.
Yes, sir. That'll be, yep, so they will play, it'll be UConn in Florida or Oklahoma in Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah,
so then that wouldn't make sense that you can't play conference team until the Sweet 16 because Oklahoma and Florida are in the SEC. So that rule's debunked.
Yeah, but that first game, first week.
It's just the first round that you cannot play a rematch.
I don't think mathematically it'd even be possible with how many SEC teams made it.
Right.
Unless all of them lose, right?
Oh, but, yeah. Purdue was the one seed that lost.
Ah, yes.
So
yes.
Purdue and Virginia. Good job, text line.
Thank you.
Yeah, Purdue lost Matt Painter's boys and Zach Edey. Did better than I thought he would do as a rookie.
Yeah, I know. He's good.
Is he going to win Rookie of the Year?
No, it's... I actually don't know who it's going to be.
Odds on favorite, according to FanDuel, and Prop Agenda. The new bit coming to Fesco and Dusty, created by Dusty and Mac.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll have to come on Prop Agenda and give everyone our final fours.
Yeah, final four.
We're gonna do final four champion,
which everybody that's listening today knows that I'm taking Florida. But yeah, I mean, the North Carolina gets in. Somebody on the text line said they're a North Carolina fan, and even they were surprised they got in. Thought West Virginia deserved to be in. Who West Virginia did beat KU at home, but with KU slightly deteriorating off, that didn't become that big of an impressive win. But Mizzou fans, you get the bragging rights. You're a higher seed than Kansas.
Yeah,
right?
That's huge.
You're a six, they're a seven. Either way you want to look at it, it's like the fully guaranteed contract. Didn't give them fully guaranteed. Left $1 million off the table. But I don't think this is a year where a number one seed goes out. I think you could probably take two number one seeds to the Final Four this year.
I think that's fair.
I think Auburn and Florida would be your two favorites. I know Duke's there. I said earlier that Duke's win the national championship, but after watching the SEC tournament and watching how good Florida is depth-wise, speed-wise, talent-wise,
We don't want to sleep on Houston either.
And Houston's big, too.
We know what they can do.
And Houston's massive.
Defensively, they are next level.
Yeah. And, but I mean, like, this is why the tournament is so great. Like, we have no idea what to think except for the last couple weeks that we've watched. The other thing that's great is, like, NIL has helped not only, I don't know what it's helped more, like, the tournament in football or the tournament in basketball. Now, obviously, it's probably irrelevant to UConn the last 2 years because they kept the same core together and took them out there and won back-to-back titles. But, I mean, you look at when Baylor won in the bubble. That was tons of transfers for Scott Drew.
Yeah, pretty much like solely transfers.
Right. And then you look at this year and you're like, okay, well, who's going to be the team? Is it going to be Duke, who got all their recruits, who got to be the number one seed and the number two overall number one seed with Cooper Flagg and riding that superstardom? Is it Auburn with their big dudes? Broome's a stud.
Yeah, Jahni Broome's great.
Kelly is a three-point, you know, can be that guy that can just get hot out of nowhere. Or is there that dark horse team that maybe people aren't thinking about right now that could be like a three seed that makes it a deep run because of how deep this tournament is? Like we said, 14 SEC teams. It's massive. It's huge. Were there eight Big 12 teams?
Yeah, I believe so. Eight Big 12 teams.
And that was the next best?
Yeah.
Or was and then, Big 10?
No, I think you're right. I think it was that and then Big 10 after that. Now, and if SEC does this again next, not 14, but let's say they get 10 or 11, mm-hmm. Does that torch get passed from the ACC to the SEC?
Yeah, I think it got passed last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't know where were we at. Because I know down, obviously, Tennessee, where I was living, that torch has been passed. You know?
Right.
But that's SEC country, so I didn't know.
Somebody says, is Houston realistically the only Big 12 team that has a chance? Unless Texas Tech gets hot,
because
they can be good. They're tall, they're deep, they're fast as well. But yeah, Houston should be. I mean, they're a number one seed again.
Yeah,
they're a number one seed last year.
I don't see Iowa State. I know they're really good, but I don't see a tournament run.
Somebody says they have Louisville upsetting Auburn. So we've already got bracket people that have filled out.
Here we go.
Normally I wait till Wednesday. Because obviously we do a bracket here. I'll do another one with BetQL with a guy that I got connected with down at Radio Row. He sent me a message. Do you want to do this? It's
nice.
$10. It's $10. If I can put $10 on Rory to win a tournament on a playoff, I can put $10 on a bracket. Do three brackets, $30, call it a day, maybe finish one of them in the prize money. I don't know. Could be fun.
So you've got Auburn. They got Auburn losing in the round of 32.
Mm.
Second round over there in Lexington.
And see, that's what's great is like, busted brackets, the ESPN million-dollar race, how many brackets are still perfect after every round,
love
how
it.
That number just dissipates throughout the days. It is a good time for the sports world because it is gearing into the Masters, gearing into opening day, 10 days away from opening day, and then here comes our tournament, which tournament coverage here on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Coming up on the other side, we get to the brioche of the weekend here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Happy Monday morning to you, 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, the Kansas City Royals, K-State Wildcats, and of course, Kansas City sports in general. Got bracketology talk, KU, MU, right next to each other. Thursday night's going to be electric. Of course, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. Dusty Likens and Mac Morey with you. No Bob Fesco this week as we ride you through the rest of this show. Cody and Gold coming up 10 to 2. And, of course, the drive with Rob and Carrington from 2 to 6. And I'm sure there'll be some good MUKU talk between those two coming up this afternoon. Of course, breaking news in this hour was the Derek Stingley contract. 3-year extension for him on the Houston Texans. $90 million. 89 of that guaranteed. So just $1 million off from being fully guaranteed. I'm sure the owners are excited about that. That would have been a big fight had it been fully guaranteed. That's been the standard there for the owners in the NFL, refraining from ever having a fully guaranteed contract. That one, just a million shy of that. So the all-pro corner for the Houston Texans gets 3 years extended. He's 24 years old, or about to be 24 years old. McDuffie going to be 25 by the time next season starts. So that did beg us to ask you guys the question, 913-586-7965. Do the Chiefs spend that kind of money on Trip McDuffie? Is that the way that they would go? Is that the direction that they should head? Would that be the price tag? Derek Stingley, taller, longer, man coverage, physical press corner on the outside against those ex-wide receivers. We've seen McDuffie do that this last season, especially 2 years ago as well, but especially last year, fully fledged in that role with the loss of L'Jarius Sneed. I don't know if that's where he is most valuable, though, because we've seen him be an all-pro in the slot. And I think that Christian Fulton signing, at least in my mind, the Christian Fulton signing was, okay, let's get McDuffie back in his rightful place in the slot, pressed up against people, blitzing, getting to tackle, almost being like this sort of Swiss Army knife for Steve Spagnuolo, but of course at all times being the lockdown guy that he is, but refraining from doing that on the outside. I always go back to a play against Cortland Sutton and the Broncos. Now he got burned, every corner gets burned. It's a bad play, but again, that's a bigger wide receiver, bigger bodied guy. And we saw, you know, I think it was David Moore you know, a bigger bodied wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers in week 13 or whatever it was that got the best of Trent McDuffie quite a few times. So 913-586-7965. What direction would you guys head as far as paying Trent McDuffie, Derek Stingley, 3-year extension, 89 out of 90 guaranteed?
What say you, text line? Sign McDuffie or play out the season, and it's been fun?
Because you have this season and you'd have next year, right? I believe so.
Yeah. Really?
He's a first-round pick in 2022, so you get...
5 years? No, was he? Yeah, first round.
Yeah, so you get 5 years, so...
And this is year four?
Yeah. Well, we're going into year four. I think so. Well, let me look it up.
Boy. That's an expensive contract.
Yeah, we're going into year four, yeah.
Because a lot of people, I was surprised, were like, no. Didn't get it. Somebody says, bro, for Miles, the more I look at that East bracket, it's tough. That's with Duke, number one overall seed. Because somebody that had mentioned Auburn being the number one overall seed could lose to Louisville. That's how you say it, by the way. Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, Kay Adams taught me that.
That's it. Yeah, that game will be in Lexington, so that's kind of a home pick there.
Do you believe in that?
I don't hate that. I do not hate that. I won't be picking that because Bruce Pearl is like...
It's also not that far of a drive for people in Auburn.
You're right. It's a good point.
And if
they'll
you
be there.
And if you believe, do you believe? Nah. You don't believe.
That is a fun, that's a fun little portion of the bracket there, though. The East, okay, so people are saying the East is their scariest. Trying to see. Okay.
So yeah. The SEC dominates in all college sports. Baseball, basketball, football.
Hell yeah.
Just SEC is...
Just means more, baby.
Is that because that's where all the money is? Is that obvious? You gravitate towards the cash?
Yeah, money, and then I think football, that's the world of football is down there in the South, so they're going to get that, and then, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think money helps, but they had baseball before this too, right? I mean, baseball was SEC too. I don't know.
Yeah, because Tennessee's the reigning defending champion in baseball.
Yep.
Football is who just won. Ohio State's a Big Ten.
SEC didn't do well in football this year. I mean, to their standard. Mm-hmm. To their standard.
Which is winning.
Yeah, winning it all every time. Exactly.
Somebody says, I don't know if y'all mentioned it, but SEC dominated, an indicator that it's football country. The other sports programs benefiting off the success of their football programs. Coincidence or not? I just think that's where the money is.
Yeah, I think they're really good schools too. Yeah. I mean, you're talking about big universities. And yeah, you mentioned like Tennessee. Tennessee wasn't a school that was good at any of these sports 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Money's a huge part of that. Yeah. Football is not.
Somebody from the 816 says, pay the man with incentives with guaranteed at the end. Houston's a loser and stupid. And then somebody from the 816, what? With 6 question marks. I'm just throwing up the conversation, right? Obviously, what was his name? Got signed from Houston.
Derek Stingley.
Stingley gets signed, $89 million guaranteed on a $90 million contract, so saves face with the owners, so it's not fully guaranteed. We're not in the NBA yet. We're going there. Are we going there?
For the player's sake, I hope so.
Yeah.
Something needs to change.
Somebody says, who's to say Louisville can beat Creighton?
But, well, hey, yeah, exactly.
This is where we're at, baby.
Dude, hey, 314.
This is why we're here.
Sell me, man.
March Madness. You know, the possibility that Mizzou and KU could play in the Sweet 16 is insane. The fact that if Bill Self wants to get to the Sweet 16, he's got to beat the Dons. He's got to beat Gallupi. And then he's got to beat... Rick Pitino. How you doing? You thought I was done. I went to St. John's. How you doing? If it doesn't come out right, I send it back. So, could be fun. Pay McDuffie from the 913. We have a Hall of Famer. If he rewrites his contract, then do those years add on after this rookie ends and replace with the rookie years. Yeah, I mean, look, Cody's that way because I told them, I was like, kind of give them like a prelim of what's going to happen on their text line, what people are thinking. And Cody's like, look, you could give him like the first 2 years is like the cheap contracts and then obviously load it towards the backside of it and then have the team option or the whatever in the third or fourth year of that contract. So, look, I'm on this team side of saying that they're more than likely going to keep McDuffie. It's just going to be very, very expensive. And he's what, 24? He'll be 25 when the season starts.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get into that third year of the contract, he's 28. You're paying a corner $40 million at 28.
It's a lot.
And just, hey, it's a business. You can discuss it. It's fine. Let's get into the Brioche of the Weekend.
Brioche
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah, good take. A lot to choose from. It was a good weekend.
Yeah, it was. Great weekend this weekend. If you like the snow, you got a little bit of that on Saturday into Sunday morning. That was weird.
It was very weird, dude.
It was like lazy day Saturday, watching college basketball, went and got longboards on Saturday.
Nice.
And then came back, and I was like, is that sleet? Wait, is that snow?
Yeah.
And then I saw Alex's tweet. It's snowing? What the F? And I think everybody was the same way. But no, my brioche of the weekend goes to something that I have a reality check with. Because somebody had told me, hey, Dusty. I said, hey, what's up? They said, I know this isn't really your forte, but have you gotten out to see a Savannah Bananas baseball game? I said, no, I'm not really into the Harlem Globetrotters type of stuff. Right? That's basically what it is, Harlem Globetrotter baseball. I went to one Harlem Globetrotter basketball game. It was fun. I was six. I got a basketball. It was cool to watch.
That's cool.
And I never really gave the Savannah Bananas a chance. I have been checked into reality that I will do that. I will make my way to a Savannah Bananas game because Brioche of the Weekend, they sold out a damn NFL stadium, dude.
Dude.
They sold out an NFL stadium.
Like over 60,000 people.
Bananas. Oh, God. But I mean, I know. But the fact, I get that one. I own that. I take that. But my brioche of the weekend, Mac Morey, is great. The Savannah Bananas selling out a NFL stadium. Props to the Bananas.
Seriously.
That is absolutely crazy. Awesome. Coincidence that Fesco had his first banana split in the Savannah Bananas.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's sold out.
There you go, Bob. There you go.
What's your brioche of the weekend?
Side Pockets, fun bar. It was good. A lot of pool, a lot of darts. It was a good time.
darts as in SIGs or darts as in throwing?
Darts as throwing.
Because that place reeks sometimes when there's still some SIGs in those walls, baby.
It did. We were asking how old the carpets were because you can get those, that smell, baby.
No doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Go out there and do something nice for somebody today. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It's Simply Cool to Care. Call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. Stay safe. Stay kind, Kansas City. Coming up next, it's Cody, Gold, and Drew from 10 to 2.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.